In many years, the day will come when 2040 saunters along with new ideas and ways of life, brings forward new hope and no sacrifice. It shows no destruction, nor pain, not suffering, harmonizing together with the wild lush flowing. Flowers, plants and trees, all swaying in the cool calm breeze. Not a metal in sight. If any, it gives one a terrible fright. Structures have changed. Ivy entangling the once chemical-coated house frames. Frames that stood, sturdy and strong, among thousands of others without their own song. Frames that were, as you say, unoriginal by their very name. But now, the colours bloom, vibrant and free, not one the same, each an identity. A thatch of ivy sprouts on the forest floor. If you wander through the village, in amidst the trees, you can see the tall green windmills and hear them hum melodically. Their structure weaved grass and plants galore, showering the town with seeds that float ashore. Ashore from the sea, plastic free, with magnets which save the rubbish from being free, polluting the now blissfully calm sea. Birds cheep above, no longer caged doves, perched on rocks beside their nests, like the tower high above Loch Ness. Even our pets have their part to play, picking up apples that have fallen throughout the day, towing barrows, digging holes, all with a smile, making others as bold. The seedling blooms and clings onto a tall, mighty oak tree. If you look upon the tine, you might see a duck. The first glance, nothing much. But closer you will see the determination of this fowl family. They have braved the waves, braved the storm, showed their courage that they had all along. Never panicked, never flapped. Their courage and tenacity, role models for us all here on earth. As you may hear, the sound crystal and clear, the melodies of splashing, flapping and pecking, overpowering the once forever growing crush of cars and bikes. Nature now no longer has to whisper like mice. Groups and clubs scattered around now help to protect this growing natural sound. Meeting many times and trying new things, people are aware of nature's beings. Adults to aristocrats, adolescents to army men, united as one to save us from the future then. The ivy climbs and starts to choke the graceful, unblemished tree. Not only is nature thriving and being, we too have benefited from healthy living. Runs and walks, swims and cycles, exercise-based activities bound to make you smile. We are all calmer, relaxed, not stressed. Timetables, no more, they cry. It doesn't matter when we get dressed. High up in the trees, birds sing prettily, their tunes carrying softly through the crisp, calm city. The sounds of nature, as common as breathing, now never second-guess their not being. Flowers bloom, bugs are plenty, all sit happily on rooftop gardens, busily merrily. Together they frolic and play, not worrying about the day. Being themselves and being free is all that matters in a community. The oak starts to die, its leaves a dull brown and no sap inside. Ponds and rivers, lakes and seas, educate us on aquatic families. Beaches free, with many bins, that cleans the rubbish using chambers within. Released out, not CO2, but biodiesel, clean to use. All plants are different, not one the same. We bloom and grow differently with beautiful similarity. Let the weeds run wild, the trees grow tall. Let nature live and be among us all. The ivy that entangles our way of life will soon be cut free. Let's sow our freedom, seed by seed.